Well, hello everyone. It's Mike Perini, President and CEO of Perini & Associates. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We do appreciate it. We want to continue our two-part series on families should have the right when it comes to talking to the media after they are a victim of a vicious attack. First and foremost, we want to send our prayers and thoughts to the loved ones who are still dealing with the Sutherland Springs church shooting, where 25 people were killed, plus an unborn child. And there's still, at the time of this recording, people in hospitals being treated. I don't know what else to say other than the fact that that was evil. But the media have not stayed away from the survivors. And if you're watching any of the news or reading any of the articles, you can see that the media are trying to get to the survivors and anyone who knows anything about the individual or were around at the time to get their comments. In our first part, we offered a number of suggestions. Our firm believes in terms of families having rights when it comes to the media, and we want to finish that up today by completing our list of recommendations that we hope will help you if you find yourself in a situation like this. So I'd like to start with, the media will try to get you into a press conference atmosphere where you can talk to a lot at once. That can be very intimidating, and you really have to plan for that. We believe that it's okay for you to speak to only one reporter at a time. Less pressure allows you to get your thoughts together, and it might be suitable for your personality and the way that you're still dealing with the grief and things surrounding that particular incident. The second thing we would offer to you, due to the pressure of deadlines, and I've been working with the media for over 35 years, my sincere belief is they do try to get it right, but if they don't, then you can demand a correction when you do see inaccurate information that is reported. Don't just let it stay out there. I will say it is the internet, and things tend to last forever, it seems, but for you to just sit there and ignore it is not helping, because other reporters will pick that information up and think that it's accurate. So I would encourage you to demand a correction when you do see inaccurate information. The third thing, because we are a visible society and with photos that are high resolution and video and now with drones, it's okay if you ask that offensive photographs or visuals be omitted from airing or publication. So far in this particular evil tragedy in Texas, I have not seen those offensive photographs, but I'm sure they have been taken and they are probably out there. But if you do see them, then again, you can ask that those photos or visuals be omitted from airing or publication. If you are concerned about your privacy when it comes to interviews, you can conduct a television interview using a silhouette, or you can have a newspaper interview without having your picture taken. You just have to ask for it. I will tell you that it does come across that you have something to hide, and I would really be careful about doing that. But again, you have the option to ask. And that's the purpose of this podcast and the one before it, to let you know that you do have rights. You just don't have to be in a reactive mode when it comes to the media in these types of situations. You have enough to deal with without having to navigate through all of these other elements. The next suggestion I would offer is you can completely give the family side of the story related to the issue, the topic, or activity, versus from someone else who has hearsay or second knowledge. Having your side is important. I would recommend that you write down specifically what you want to relate, but giving your side is a critical component and does provide balance and context to the reporter. The next thought would be, if this particular incident finds you in a trial situation, a court situation, that you should remain quiet from answering reporters' questions during the trial. Wait until it's over. This is where it's helpful to have a public relations agency, someone who is trained in handling the media, to take the names, take the questions, and then when it's over, to address those as you feel comfortable with doing. That's exactly what we did with the Michelle Wilkins situation in Colorado a couple years ago. You can Google that. And we waited until the trial had been completed, and then we did a post-trial news conference. And that worked very effectively for getting the family's thoughts out there and addressing the media's questions. Unfortunately, not every reporter will be friendly, sympathetic, willing to be patient. There are a few that are out there that are going to be demanding. Some will camp out on your front lawn. Some will intimidate. They will try to call you early in the morning, late at night. And it's okay if you file a formal complaint against that reporter. Again, doing so helps others be mindful of the fact that they just can't get away with these kinds of activities. Unfortunately, there are always going to be reporters that, due to the deadline, due to the competition, are going to, let's just say, do extraordinary things to try to get to you. But it is okay for you to go to their supervisor, and, you know, up the chain and make that formal complaint. And finally, I would offer to finally, I would offer to you that if you find yourself in a tragic situation, like what is going on in Texas currently, that you confer with your media representative or official spokesperson, that you plan out your public appearances and statements in advance, and that you do it in a manner in which fits your personality, but also addresses the needs of the media and the public's right to know. Again, these are difficult situations, but the bottom line for these two podcasts is your family has the right at all times to be treated with dignity and respect by the media. My sincere hope is that you never find yourself in this situation. But if you do, and these tips help you, then we're glad that we've been able to pass them along. If you want to learn more about our firm, www.periniassociates.com. We're also on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Until next time, thank you.